Well, welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. We have some very special guests here tonight. We have Matt Scutchfield with us on cello over here, and he will be accompanying Pam Gunterman reading Barbara Sable's poems. Pam, did you get a chance to study up on Barbara?
I did. I did some studying, and it's kind of ironic that you've been talking about things that take you back.
Yeah.
And while Barbara lives in Ohio now, I grew up in Western Pennsylvania, and several of these poems, especially the first one, takes me back to my childhood. And it was kind of a nice trip.
Well, Barbara is such a grand person. I went to school with her down in Louisville at Spalding University together, and we graduated, got our MFAs together, and we both wrote together, and we're in classes together, and those kind of things. But she was always so open-hearted, so I expect these poems will be that way as well. Did you find them, so?
Oh, definitely. Good. Definitely. They speak, I think, to everyone. They spoke especially to me for my background, but I think they will speak to everyone.
Well, let's hear them.
I'm from a one-way bus ticket. I'm from a one-way bus ticket out of that town. Factory whistle. Ironworks. A dusty, smoke-stacked skyline. The overheated river hiss beneath the Allegheny ridges. Percussion of Jake breaking down the mountain's grade. I'm from rock, granite, limestone. The grainy quarry water that floated us anywhere else under the blossoming stars. I'm from watermarks outside the 12th floor of Swank's. Cipher for the city's resilience. Rising from two flooded centuries. Citizens still treading water. I'm from compound bow versus 5-point buck. Hunting season trumped school. Back pocket skull halo. Redneck, blue collar, pink collar, orange vest. My scratchy Catholic uniform. Mass every morning. I'm from O Sacred Head. We intoned the crown's piercing meanness, knelt before it in clouds of frankincense. From the busy confessional, a tether of venial sins. The cuss, stolen change, the hand down there, Eve and her serpent, benign Blessed Mother. I'm from Nicola Prayer Votives and the sanguine back of God walking away from long unemployment lines. Fathers, brothers, sons after the mill shut down. Labor unions fisted with dues. I'm from too proud for welfare, from food stamps. I'm from green stamps, backyard gardens, sheets on the line. The ham steak special at the TikTok diner. From St. Casimir, babushkas bent in prayer. From hand-rolled pierogi, kielbasa reek, cold bottles of Pabst to cap off long days. I'm from the incline plane ascending from factory grind, up to the scrubbed suburbs, and then down again into the foundry belly. I'm from ham-stitched, homemade, nothing wasted, streetlight curfew, Archie comics, penny candy, four square. On frosted mornings, the dairy truck's clink announced the frisson of ice-cold whole milk. From the bakery van, still warm white bread. Banana flips from canned goods stacked against atomic fallout. From the nimble illusion of safety. I'm from Bob Prince's swing and a miss. From the hockey puck slap across the war memorial ice. JFK and Jesus framed. I'm from whatever is not polished, highfalutin, not some Emily Post idea of etiquette. I'm from the sparkling trolley that ferried us into town. Antique traction tokens still in my jewelry box. At home, on wheels, I jumped the grooved tracks, motored past the city's strict boundaries. Their alarm at the threshold. No backward glance. I'm from a country of regret, of missing that gritty Shangri-La where no one left, and I returned a guest. Now an exit off the turnpike between Lake Erie and the coast. The place of vapor, thick as myrrh, a reoccurring dream. Ode to the Big Dipper. Slip with me, child, through the ragged cyclone fence. The air here sparks. Let's walk by the feeble coaster, where the wind turns shrill. Even the silver rocket in orbit over Lake Chippewa was eclipsed by the Dipper's serpentine reach. See how bindweed twines the lattice frame, and dried thistle, ironweed scale the corkscrew tracks that carried cars slow. Slow to rise, and then plunged, unhinged, our grip to level earth. Now undone by oaks that split, the cross ties nails and bolts. That collapse the rickety shell of our thrill into the abandoned park's understory. Oh, Dipper, splintered boned heap of reckless joy, wooden relic of amusement, hard in the throat conveyance, you are restored in memory's gyres. I am transported to 10. Trespassed here at your crumbled foot, behemoth, splayed to the sky, to your namesake constellation, given over to sad gravity, you bow to the ground of our daring, our once shudder. Over easy at the all-night diner. I dumped out the old brew and sizzled up the grill around dawn. When the third shifters thin out and the day shift rolls in. Then I spot him. Red stitching around his breast pocket reads, Tom. In wrinkled coveralls, he leans on the counter and orders eggs over hard. Yolk hard as August sun. Bubbled like fresh tar under his roller. Leaves me his change and downs the dregs. Most guys take theirs over easy. They like for the yolk to ooze and then they sop it up with a slice of bread. Most still dreaming, eyes half open, maybe wishing the day was already over, but no one says. Bet he knocks off about the same time as me. I will follow him home. In my head. A tiny one bedroom painted robin egg blue. Pictures on the walls. We'll sleep in till whenever. And then I'll bring his eggs to bed. Over easy this time. Spread jelly on his toast. Then he turns me once, easy over. I notice the color of his eyes. This is where it gets blurry. We have nothing to say, or say nothing. Either way, things get tense. I'll keep an eye out for a guy with a sewn-on name to float my theory while I sizzle up the grill, scoop out fine ground Joe in no big hurry.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Matt Scutchfield and Pam Gunterman of the Wild Rose Moon. All right. Brennan Lee, when you were young, you toured with your brother. Is that right?
That's right. We had a sort of a teenage, I call it a brother duet band.
And what did you do there together?
A lot of Louvin Brothers and old bluegrass and country.
Yeah.
Williams and
you opened for Ralph Stanley. Is that right?
Yeah, we did a little tour around the Midwest with Ralph. We thought we'd made it.
Yeah, I guess you had.
I think we had.
I'll tell you, it sure makes a great bio.
Yeah, I mean, what do you do after that?
I know. I know. Well, what you do is you produce a great, great album. And you did.
Thank you.
Yeah, so it's called, if I remember, Prairie Love Letter.
Correct.
Right. And you're going to do a song off of that for us?
Sure thing. But thank you for your kind words. This is lovely. And this song is called A Prairie Funeral. It was a funeral on the prairie, all his children gathered round. And put him in a horse-drawn wagon and drove him into town. In the dark of February, snow covered up the ground. In a pioneer church made out of sod, we sang A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. He was born in 1898 when the plains burned red and green. To God-fearing pilgrim parents, the 12th kid of 13, they broke up that ground yard by yard with a mule and an oxen team. Now we're burying him out on the lone prairie where the coyotes howl and the wind blows free. Back at the house, we push that big oak table against the wall. Built a fire in the cast iron cook stove, made room for one and all. The children and grandchildren piled our snow boots in the hall. Women worked like an oiled machine, the coffee boiled and the kettle screamed. And then the old folks took to telling tales of back when they were young. And it weren't too long before that four-string banjo began to strum. Mom played the fiddle and my Uncle Lars played his accordion. Farmers cried in their flannel sleeves when we sang that song from the old country. Well, that was long ago, and as the years go by, I still forget he's gone. But I look out on the open plains, and I know his soul lives on. He's the red sky mirrored on the lake. He's the first cold light of dawn. He's a coyote's wail, he's a winter storm, he's the August wind blowing through the corn.
That was just terrific. You know, the imagery in your songs really captures the prairie. And you're from prairie land, right?
That's right. The line between North Dakota and Minnesota, originally.
Right on the line.
Yeah, you know where Fargo is?
Yeah.
Right there.
Wow, That's cool. You know, it's great hearing prairie songs because we're sort of on the edge of it here in the kind of the eastern side. You drove through some of that today, right? The beginning of the prairie. Right?
I can feel it here.
You can? Oh, wow. That's good. Well, and one of the things you say that's interesting to me since I came back to my hometown is you said you were like forever missing that when you're on the road. Is that right?
Yeah, for a long time. And that's kind of where that album came from was, you know, when you leave somewhere, you're kind of mad at it. You're over it. I want to get out of here. These people in this place.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
And then you go and you know, that's your home. So I moved to Texas when I was 19, and then I moved to Nashville some years later. And I love the South. Obviously, yeah. I've lost my accent. I've been there long enough. But I miss home. I miss the flatlands, the people there.
Wow. Well, it's got to be beautiful country, and it can be lonely in a good way, sort of.
I've never heard it put that way, but I sort of you reminded me of the Tumble and Tumbleweeds, the line in there about lonely but free I'll be found.
That's right.
Lonely in a good way.
Yeah, lonely in a good way. So thank you so much for sharing that song with us, and at short notice, I might add.
Well, thank you for asking and for having us. It's a pleasure to be here with these two, with y'all.
Okay, well, we're going to be back for a third segment and with all of you. So great to be here with Melissa Carper, Brennan Lee, and Rebecca Paddock.
With support from Judith Robert and in memory of our dear friend Tom Kapuscinskis, and with the generosity of the Marshall County Community Foundation and Mary Pat Glob and Dr. Rod Klubwe, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.